Kitten, I'm home. Mommy got off work early, so I decided to stop on the way home with some treats for you. Seems that someone didn't get to the chores today, just looking around the room. Hello there, kitty. You came awfully quick when you heard the door open, didn't you? Looking around this place, it seems you didn't get to any of your chores today. How peculiar. I vividly remember writing down a list of things. Vacuum the living room, do the dishes in the kitchen, make sure that the sinks in the bathroom look nice. It really would have only taken you an hour or two max. Are you feeling sick, kitty? Then you better have a good reason that you didn't get to everything today. You know how mommy feels about things like this, kitten. You took a nap. You thought that a nap would be a better use of your time than doing your to-do list? How curious. And what made you think that a nap was a better use of your time instead of doing what you were told? Tisk, tisk, tisk. Are you really as dumb as you look right now, kitten? Consider it from mommy's perspective. I leave the house to work all day. And I leave you with a little list, just a small list of a few things to do. And instead of doing them, you decide that it's more important to take a nap despite having a full night's sleep. Is that correct? So naughty, kitty. If you were sick or tired, that's one thing, but you weren't. You decided that you wanted to be lazy and purposefully did not do your chores. That type of attitude isn't going to fly. It seems mommy has gotten a little too lenient with you, letting you do whatever you want just to see you smile. I think you need a firmer hand, kitty. You've had it too good for too long if you think being naughty is perfectly acceptable behavior. Did you really think that you weren't going to get caught? I'm sure you figured mommy wasn't going to be home early and you could get it done before I even noticed. Maybe this little mishap will teach you to be more diligent with your work. I don't ask much of you, kitten. You have a good here. It would be dumb of you to mess up a good thing simply because you don't feel like getting out of bed, my Neko. As soon as you heard the door open, you shot up like a bat out of hell, came running to me to justify your own actions. I need that type of energy for your chores, understand? Your words are sweet, but how can I trust them? You've shown me that you're too stupid for your own good, making the very important choice of taking a nap over doing your chores. Do you really think mommy is going to take you at your word without teaching you a lesson? My goodness, kitten. You really aren't the brightest. It's a good thing mommy took you so you don't have to be a stray anymore. I can't imagine where you would be if you were still fending for yourself. It's better this way. With mommy holding the leash to your collar. Why don't you follow me to the couch, kitten? It's time for your punishment. Someone has to rein you in and keep you on task, right? What do you think you're doing? How adorable. You think you get to sit on a couch like mommy does. That's something only for good kittens. Have you earned that title today? I don't think so, kitty. A good Neko does what they're told. A good Neko listens to mommy. Did you do either of those things today? No, you didn't. You decided to take a nap instead. You let your laziness win, and while I can understand it when it's freezing cold, it's still not an excuse. Mommy got up and went to work. You can get up and do a couple of your chores. It's not like you couldn't have taken a nap afterwards. I've come home to you curled up in the blankets more than once. You were selfish, kitten. I can't have this kind of behavior go unpunished. You'll start thinking that it's okay to behave this way, and that's not good for you. Mommy only wants what's best for you, and that's why you're going to go over my knee. It wasn't a question, kitten. It was a statement. You have till the count of three to pull down your pants and get over my knee. One. Two. That's what I thought. Don't forget to lift your tail. You don't want to make things worse for yourself, do you? It's a shame you wanted to be naughty today because this ass of yours is begging to be worshipped. Skin easily going wherever I need it. You feel so soft under my touch. You kick your feet back and forth in anticipation, feeling them glide across the floor but never touching it. Shame you're in this position to be punished. But you have a lesson to learn, and mommy doesn't have much time to waste. Soon you're going to forget what you did was even wrong. Ass high in the air, pants pulled around your ankles. Do you remember what you're supposed to say? You are supposed to say, "May I please have my spanking, mommy? Kitty needs to be disciplined." Now it's your turn. Let mommy hear you say it, kitten. Very good. If you were always this well behaved, then you wouldn't be in this position, would you? You can keep track if you want. Mommy isn't. Mommy's going to keep going until you actually learn your lesson. Doesn't matter to me how many times it takes. It's your ass that's receiving the beating, not mine. I can do this all day long, Neko. You were supposed to get done your chore list. Kittens who don't do what they're told get punished, get spanked. The only person to blame for your current situation is yourself. Mommy wrote down how to be good today. And what did you do? You decided not to follow it. Decided you knew better. Made the choice that you were smarter than Mommy and greedily took a nap. That doesn't sound like someone who's a good kitten. A good kitty listens to Mommy. Did you do that today? No, you didn't. What you sound like right now is someone who doesn't even deserve an orgasm. Do you think you deserve to be fucked after disobeying Mommy like this? I'm not so sure you deserve it. Orgasms are meant to be rewards when you're well behaved. You decided to be a stupid little kitten today. Decided you knew better than Mommy. Put your own wants above what you were told what to do. That will not be tolerated, kitty. Not anymore. You belong to Mommy, don't you? You're Mommy's pet. Mommy's pet isn't going to disrespect her like this. Mommy's pet is going to do what they're told from now on. How does your ass feel, kitty? That's good. I wanted you to be sore. Look at that. I can see how turned on you got, too. That's good. This serves as a reminder for the next couple of days what happens when you disobey Mommy. Bruises already starting to form on the pillowy skin. It's finally starting to hit you just how turned on you are. Hissing as you feel my hand grab each cheek, starting to squeeze and play with it. This would feel good if you had behaved yourself, kitten. But you forced Mommy's hand. Do you think I like being rough with you? Of course Mommy doesn't. But you needed to be taught a lesson in laziness. This is the only way you ever learn. Now, since you did such a good job with your punishment, would you like a reward, kitty? You created such a large stain against my black skirts, leaking all over me while being spanked. Do you want Mommy's help, kitten? It's okay, kitten. It's alright. You did good for Mommy. You took your punishment so well. It's time for you to enjoy a reward. You're back in Mommy's good graces, kitten. Yes, you are. Such a sweet pet for me, making those sounds. Mommy wants to remind you to only make kitty noises. I don't think it's appropriate for you to be using your human words right now. If you can come like this, you'll learn them back. From now on, you're only going to make kitty noises to make Mommy happy, aren't you? Yeah, that's right. Things like meowing and whining, hissing, That's all you know how to make because your mommy's adorable, Neko. Feeling my hand twist your tail and start to pull. You feel the wet mess you're making underneath yourself. Never noticed how small you are compared to me until you're in situations like this. My two massive thighs easily hold your entire weight. One massive hand stroking you, the other holding you down, keeping you steady. Don't even require both of my hands to hold you, kitten. Such a delicate little Neko, yeah. You're taking it so well. Look lovely like this. Mommy's soft hand feels so nice against you, doesn't it? Listen to you. Sounds so fucking good, remembering to use your kitten noises. All it took was a little bit of a spanking, and now you're on your best behavior, aren't you? Mommy had to remind her kitten of their place. It's okay, kitty. It's not your fault. Mommy was a little too lenient lately, that's all. Allowing you to be lazy because of how cold and snowy it's been. I'm not going to make that mistake again with you. You've showed me. Mommy gives you an inch and you go for a mile, don't you? Always trying to get more to see what you can get away with. Trying to find new ways to push mommy's buttons. It's a good thing I love you, kitty. I wouldn't tolerate this kind of brattiness from anyone except you. You just look so cute when you're doing it. Mischievous glint in your eyes as you specifically look at me and do what you're not supposed to. It always feels so good to fuck you back into place. Remind you who really calls the shots. Just because you didn't do your chores today doesn't mean you aren't going to be punished. You're bent over my knee because of your own actions. Your ass is sore because you decided to take a nap. The only person to blame for this predicament is yourself. Yes, it is, Neko. You're too stupid for your own good. What would you do if it wasn't for Mommy? Would you even be able to take care of yourself? Something tells me you would be a lost little stray searching for an owner. A Neko like you can't take care of yourself. That's why you have Mommy, right? Listen to you, mewling as my hand continues to work you closer. The pain from the spanking only makes the pleasure from my hand feel even better, huh? Oh, it's all right, my lovely brat. Though, that nickname isn't very befitting of the Neko in my lap. Feeling so good as you barely control your moans. It feels so much better when you do what you're told. When you try to make Mommy proud, doesn't it? Oh, listen to that. Getting closer with every second that passes by. You start to squirm in my lap. Unfortunately for you, Mommy's large hand pinning you down to my thighs keeps you firmly in place. You gotta take what mommy gives you, don't you? Feels so good to be mommy's pet. Thrusting yourself against my hand as you dangle across my lap. You're so close. It's just not enough, is it? Oh, look at you. You're doing so good for me. Do you think it will ever be enough for you, kitten? Or do you think you'll always be happy to take whatever mommy offers? Listen to you. I think that whatever I give you, you'll happily take. And as soon as it happens to be over, you're going to ask for more. You're going to ask me to go harder next time. Because you're always, always greedy for whatever mommy has in store. You'll take whatever you're given if it means making me proud, won't you? Yeah, that's right. Just look at you go. So fucking pretty like this. Your hips buck against me as the wet stain continues to grow. Had no idea you could be so messy. You're such a tiny little thing, and yet my entire thigh is soaked from your knees. Too stupid for your own good. You really don't know how to do anything except take what you're given, do you? Oh, yeah, that's right. Listen to those kitty noises. Struggling not to come. You're waiting for those special words. You know better than to come without permission, especially when you're already teetering on mommy's good side. Your behavior right here and now is going to determine if I let you come. For all you know, I could simply stop. Take my hand away right as you're about to let go and tell you no. You would hate that, wouldn't you? Oh, poor thing. Teetering on the edge of your own orgasm. You're so desperate to hear those magic words leave mommy's lips. So close to letting go, but not wanting to let go too early. You don't want to be bad anymore, do you? You want to be my good kitty, right? Yeah, that's right. Feeling how steady I am underneath. It's getting harder to think. Not that you were ever actually any good at it, kitten. Maybe that's not a side effect of how good you're feeling, but quite frankly, it's just how dumb you are. I guess that's why mommy is in charge of you. You don't get to be trusted with stuff like this. If mommy can't even trust you to do the dishes without needing to be spanked, why would I ever let you be in charge of your own orgasms? This is something that somebody else should be in charge of. Somebody who can handle responsibility. Somebody like mommy. Do you want to come, kitty? Is mommy's neck all closed? Does it feel too good? Then come for me, kitten. You've earned it. You can do it. Come on. Come on, let go for mommy, kitten. Come for me. Oh, yes. Just like that. Such a good pet. Oh, that's what mommy likes to see. I'm so proud of you, Neko. How are you feeling? I'm sorry, Kitty. But it was for your own good. If Mommy didn't correct this behavior right away, you might start thinking that it's okay. That wouldn't be healthy for you. I don't mind you blowing off chores if you have a reason. But if it's simply because you're lazy, then you're going to be punished. Mommy is very understanding, but there comes a point when I have to put my foot down. I love you, kitten, but I don't want you turning into a spoiled monster that demands to be waited on hand and foot. You're my pet, remember? That means it's my job to take care of you, and it's your job to make me happy. Even when it isn't so pleasant like today. You're going to remember this feeling for a while, aren't you? That's what Mommy was hoping to hear. Maybe you'll think twice about ditching your chores. Now, how about you move from my lap to the couch? If you want. There is some lotion and a back massage with your name on it, Kitty.